it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6,000 bicyclists expected to participate in a 20-mile ride in Philadelphia tomorrow. Road closures begin at 3:30 tomorrow morning, last until 2 in the afternoon. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
This is the fourth year for the Philly Bike Ride. It's a ride, not a race. Participants are encouraged to ride and stop at their own pace. Danielle Berman-Ruiz, a spokesperson for Philly Bike Ride, says the event not only showcases the city, but it raises awareness for bicycle safety.
We really designed the event to be enjoyed over the span of a few hours. So there's rest stops along the course, there's music, photo stops. It's really about seeing the city in a unique way and enjoying yourself and your group of people that you're there with.
The ride starts at 7:30 in the morning on Saturday at 22nd Street and the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. The finish line is in front of the Philadelphia Art Museum, where a festival will go on until 2 p.m. Parking restrictions and street closures will vary. Most of the streets of Center City, organizers say, should be cleared by 9:30, 10 o'clock. Kelly Drive from 25th Street to Falls Bridge should reopen by noon. A course map and road closure information can be found at phillybikeride.com. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.